What's going on, guys, and welcome into another episode of the Bay LA Podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and a little bit of news from around the association. I'm Austin Sexton here with my guy from the Bay Area. It's Casey Benz. How you doing, Case?
Good, man. How are you?
Feeling good. Lakers got back on track last night, so can't be too upset about that. A different starting lineup, a couple things to discuss there, but overall, not mad, man. Not mad. I know the Warriors had a tough one, though.
Yeah, last night was a good old-fashioned beatdown. But, you know, there's some silver linings with everything, but let's talk about the Lakers first.
All right, I'm happy to do that, man. Lakers back to above 500, 5-4. We defeated the 76ers last night, 106-116 at the Crip, a.k.a. Crypto.com Arena. The major thing to take away, the first thing that we would probably talk about, D'Angelo Russell out of the starting lineup, insert Cam Reddish. Kind of crazy. Did you get a chance to watch the game, or did you have anything going on last night?
I did not. I was not able to catch the game last night, but I'm here to learn. And I saw some discourse about it on social media.
Yeah. So first takeaway is that Cam Reddish is seemingly, although he's not an offensive player, we need better defense. So J.J. Redick has been talking about, and what we've learned through the media, a.k.a. Mike Trudell, Spectrum Sports, all those guys over there, is that J.J. Redick wants to pair up D'Angelo Russell more with Anthony Davis and LeBron James more with Austin Reeves. So when Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell play together, they're not a good defensive backcourt. And right now our number one problem is transition defense. So you put those guys in there together and we just get run on. So insert Cam Reddish, who is filling the role of more of like Jared Vanderbilt. It's our B-rated Jared Vanderbilt. He did a lot of good things defensively last night. If we take a look at the box score here, I know he only had 3 points and, plus minus doesn't say everything, but he did have a couple steals. It says that he has two, and I actually watched those steals, but it feels like he was doing more. You know how the box score doesn't tell you everything.
Yeah.
I thought he had a great game, man. I'm super happy with it. What are your first thoughts seeing Cam Reddish start versus D'Angelo Russell?
I think that's the right move to make right now, especially for a team that needs more activity on the defensive end in the backcourt. I think a guy like Cam Reddish can kind of fill that role that Jared Vanderbilt's kind of, you're missing Jared Vanderbilt, who is, the solution to this problem. Yeah. But until he comes back, I think you just got to try different things, kind of like a next man up mentality. And Cam Reddish, I think, why not? Why not?
And to be honest with you, it kind of gave me hope, because I think about when everybody is healthy, right? Even if you started Jared Vanderbilt over Cam Reddish, if we were going to take D'Lo out of the starting lineup, you then have an amazing defender in Cam Reddish and then D'Angelo Russell as a scoring punch coming off the bench, as well as having Christian Wood there, Dalton Connect, and is seemingly going to be Gabe Vincent until we make a trade, because unfortunately Max Christie did not get in last night until garbage time with Bronny, Quincy Oliveri, and all of our two-way guys, which is a little bit concerning because we just gave the man a contract. So Max did not get any playing time last night until the last couple seconds. Dalton Connect ultimately was probably eighth man. D'Angelo Russell was sixth man. But the thing is he embraced the role. So if you check out the post-game coverage, the first thing that he said, because that's the first thing that people were talking about, is, are you okay with coming off the bench? And he gave a great answer in saying that he just wants to win, and that he'll embrace any role given to him. And the best quote about it was, he left all of the baggage and his ego at the door after the old coach left and the new coach came in. What do you think of that?
I love it. That's a very good answer by D'Angelo Russell. And I honestly think like him coming off the bench and, like you said, being that like microwave kind of scorer, like the scoring punch, that's a perfect role for D'Angelo Russell, because he is, he can be a certified bucket. Like we've seen him do it with every team he's been on, even like, starting young into his career when he was first with the Lakers. And could he be a starter? Maybe, but you gotta play both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and man, you definitely do.
Early on in this season, he's kind of been exposed a little bit, I'd say. And especially in the Western Conference, where every game is going to be crucial down.
Every
down
game counts, man.
You don't want to slide. You don't want to like go on a losing streak and not, you know, have to climb back the whole season, play catch up all year. And yeah, I think, you know, I got to salute JJ Redick for making
made the right coaching adjustment. Yeah. 100%. And speaking of, you know, every game counting in the Western Conference, we've got some home cooking here. Our next two games are at home versus Toronto at Memphis. And damn it, I think we're getting redemption. I feel like we're looking good. We're a way better home team, apparently, than we are on the road. So obviously only a 9-game sample size, but we have, I don't know. I think that we're going to get it done in amazing fashion, in dominant fashion, I should say, against Toronto. And I think based off of, I don't know whose comments it was, but after the game against Memphis, when somebody came over to Scottie Pippen Jr. was like, yeah, you stole the ball out of that old man's hands. I'm like, bro, Memphis, are you really going to poke the bear again? Really going to do it? Like, not with no Dylan? With no Dylan? Still going to do this?
Yeah, I like these next two matchups for the Lakers. And even looking forward to the little mini road trip they got coming up against San Antonio and New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I think the first one's an NBA Cup game.
Okay.
San Antonio NBA Cup.
I think you're right. I don't have the, you know, if it's an NBA Cup game or not on the schedule I'm looking at, but I do know it is coming up within like the week, I believe. But
it's cool to have a game within the game.
I like it. I agree. Makes things interesting. Yeah. But yeah, I like, you know, I think these next four, even looking further ahead, you know, they come back home and play Utah, then Orlando. I think they could win all those games.
Yeah. I mean, the person who watches every single Lakers game has been with this team for countless years now. They'll find a way to drop one that they shouldn't. I mean, any team probably.
That's the NBA for you, though.
That's the NBA. But I just want to see a little bit more competence out of our guys. And one of our things here is, can the role players step up to help out AD and LeBron? I'm feeling good, even though Dalton Connect hasn't had a great last two games. I like his size. I like his effort. I like his like hustle and approach to the game. I think that he definitely can make an effort. Once he starts getting those threes to drop, like it's over. Like we've seen it in multiple games where he is good. He's just in a little bit of a shooting slump right now. Cam Reddish obviously is stepping up. And like I talked about before, and I don't want to go into it too much because, you know, I've already kind of spoke on it. But Max Christie, like, we need him to do something. We need him to do something. Because right now we only have eight players. Contract.
Yeah, I think for the Lakers, it's kind of like a, you know, all hands on deck kind of situation. Like, everybody's kind of got to chip in and do something because you got AD playing at a super high level right now. LeBron's playing at a super high level.
Yeah.
They just need a little bit of help from everybody else. And I know outside of those two guys, they're a pretty young team. And they, you know, I'm sure there's a little figuring out for them to do, but
yeah, I mean, like anybody that is paying attention to the podcast, we here over here know that we are talking about a 9-game sample size right now, maybe 10 for some other teams, but you know, we live and die with every game. So we got to take it as it comes to us and assess. And then, you know, as you know, over through 82 games, our analysis will surely change, but based off of right now, specifically talking Lakers, we need Max Christie to step up. Gabe Vincent, defensively, it seems like the guys that we want to be defensive stoppers are doing just enough to be like, okay, they're doing their job. They just don't offer what we need offensively, and that's where the issue is. So, once again, pretty soon here, Remy. Sorry, we've got the pop here. As soon as he can get that together, I think we're going to be all right. So, and I know Gabe hasn't been great. It kind of sucks because we're ultimately for the last couple of years, like we had Victor Oladipo, Kendrick Nunn come over from Miami, and that was a dud. He was injured for a year and then came back. It wasn't the same. And then now we have Gabe Vincent, who comes over from Miami, is done essentially for a year, comes back, and he isn't the same. So we've had a bit of a Miami curse, but we'll get it figured out. We'll get it figured out.
It's a long season, 82 games, and we're only like you said, like 9-10 for some teams in. Yeah. So we don't want to overreact too much about anything right now, but also we got to react.
Yeah, No, for sure. We definitely have to. And I know you were talking about it earlier, man. AD currently leading the NBA MVP ladder. Didn't see this one. I knew it was always possible, but I didn't see it coming this fast, this soon.
Yeah, I agree. And also, just to be so so clear so soon, it's clear that he is the best player in the league right now. He is playing at the MVP level. And yeah, like every night, it's like huge box score.
Yeah, man. I mean, even though LeBron had a triple-double last night at 39, AD is currently averaging, I believe it's about 30.8. No, I think it's 31. I got to check out what it is after last night. I was sitting there watching the game, and I don't want to say he was stat padding. JJ Redick definitely could have taken LeBron out and AD out probably 2 or 3 minutes before he did. But AD was just sitting at 29 for the longest time. And it's funny, if you go back and you look at the if you look at the game, or if you catch any game pictures, there's a picture. LeBron actually just posted it. If you look at his IG, there's a picture of LeBron and AD hanging underneath of the basket. Right as the opposite team was shooting a free throw last night, and they were talking about what they were gonna do. They go down and ran a scheme. LeBron, it feels like LeBron almost intentionally kind of shot the ball a certain way so that AD could grab the rebound, come down with it, put it back up. And there was his 31. As soon as that happened, Bronny and the two-way guys got up. So I think JJ wanted him to get his 31. So he's holding it down. Who's number two? Jason Tatum right now?
Let me look that up real quick. NBA MVP ladder.
Shout out Clay Mapelli for coming in. What's up, my guy?
Yeah, we got Jason Tatum in there. Then Nikola Jokic, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And then that's your top five. And then after that, we got KD, Anthony Edwards, Luka Doncic, Giannis, and Tyrese Maxey, who is hurt now.
Yeah. Which is speaking of hurt players, I know it's not Bay or LA, but Zion Williamson indefinitely out. Sheesh.
That's a huge loss for a team that is already riddled with injuries.
I know we got a banner. We might as well put it up.
Yeah. Zion Williamson out indefinitely with a hamstring strain. You hate to see it because the Pelicans are always such an interesting team. Like when you got Zion Williamson and you got Brandon Ingram as two young players that they're good, like they're solidified. And then you got, they make a move for DeJounte Murray who fractures his hand. I believe it was like the first game of the season or something.
Pelicans just can't catch a break, man.
Trey Murphy's already on the injury. He's on the IL.
I didn't know that Trey was.
Yep. Yeah, he hasn't played this year so far. So they're just going through it.
Yeah, man. That's tough. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I have, even though Pelicans fans hate LA for the whole AD thing, you never want to see a player go down and get injured. And especially somebody like Zion Williamson, as polarizing as he is.
Right.
He seems like he's always out. Everybody's just saying how, glass he is. And it's not like he tries to get himself hurt. He's actually in shape. He looks thin, but built. So
he's so fun to watch. He makes Pelican games. He adds another level of excitement.
Oh yeah.
And he sells tickets, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, he's box office for sure.
He is. So it's a bummer. The Pelicans, that was a team that I'm pretty sure I had pretty high on my list of on my way too early power rankings.
Yeah. We gotta go back and look at those.
We do. We're almost 10. Yeah, we're almost 10 games in right now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had the Pelicans like a top six seed, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. it's always hard to tell. I gotta I'm gonna pull up the current standings actually real quick since we're talking about it. It'd be interesting to see. Let's just take a look specifically at the Western Conference.
Yeah, the West is pretty interesting, especially with the Thunder losing the other night to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here we are.
All right. So, Phoenix atop of the West, Oklahoma City, Golden State, Minnesota, Denver at 5, Memphis at 6. God, Lakers were up top for so long, and now we're sitting at 7. That's tough. Lakers at 7, Houston at 8, Clippers at 9, and Mavericks at 10 with Sacramento, San Antonio, Portland, New Orleans, and Utah all being out of the play-in right now.
Yeah, I mean 7 through 11, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Like every win,
yeah,
every game is going to mean something come game 82.
Yeah, I'm looking at from the Lakers side of things, we should be 7-2.
Yeah.
Which would put us about right with you. Based off of Detroit and Memphis, I think we should have given better effort. So where we should be, probably the 3 or 4 seed, and where we're at is the 7. Every freaking game counts, man.
It's crazy. And another thing that pops out to me is Phoenix at the 1. I think I'm buying in on Phoenix right now. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Their stock's up.
Yeah, their stock is up. And Tyce Jones is like kind of a perfect fit for them.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a great ball handler, playmaker as well. Not the defender you want him to be, but he's definitely an offensive punch that they use alongside of KD and Booker for sure.
Yeah, kind of.
Royce O'Neal's playing great for them as well.
He is. So, you know, they're fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Minnesota at 6-3. I mean, you know, we talked about this earlier, you know, in earlier episodes that the Julius Randle fit, you know, I'm sure they're still working things out, but they're getting better. Then yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just a straight dogfight, like the West.
Well, hey man, the Warriors, they're looking good, but even though they're sitting at the 3 seed, it seems like they had a tough one last night.
Oh, yes. Like I said earlier, good old-fashioned beatdown. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hey, we lost him too, man. I get it.
Yeah. Kenny Atkinson is doing a very great job with a great team. It feels like all those players they had, like those young guys, like Okoro and Mobley.
Yeah.
Even Garland, like, they all got better. Darius Garland's a great playmaker. Donovan Mitchell, of course, you know, he's on the MVP ladder. And he's always had that talent. Like, he's always been like, this guy could be really special. And he is really special in this league, but he played for the Jazz, which isn't like necessarily the most, you know.
Doesn't it feel like forever ago that it was Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell on the same team? Where did the time go, man?
Oh, it goes so fast. But yeah, last night the Warriors fall to the Cavaliers 117-136 in Cleveland. Yep. Yeah, I mean, at one point they were down by like 41 points, and then they cut the lead to like 20. So I'll take that as a silver lining. Like, all right, it wasn't a complete, you know, they showed some signs of life, but yeah, it was just a rough game from the get go. They started the game off with GP2.
Yep.
At the start. Then, you know, you got Steph, Wiggins, Draymond, TJD, and that lineup looked pretty clunky.
Yeah.
Offensively. But I know, like, you know, you're putting GP2 out there for defensive reasons because there are, you know, the Cavaliers up and down the board are trouble.
Yeah. 100% defensively, offensively, shooting, cutting. Goes, I guess it's just fair to say the Cavs are really good. Cavs are really good. What are you gonna do, man? I think Lakers were down as much as like 30. So
yeah, and it's like they do this like every night. It's like, and then, you know, I could chalk it up with for the Warriors. Like they just came off that triumphant win against Boston. This is like
signature. That's your signature so far this year.
That's the fourth game on the road on this road trip. You know, so I'm sure maybe there's some tired legs and a bad matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it's a what's the temperature check then? How are you feeling right now? Based off what you're seeing. I'm worried. Okay. I like that.
I'm not gonna worry about it. Cause like we're saying, like it's 82 game season, it's a very long season. These games are gonna happen. Like even the good teams, there might be a game where, I mean, right now the Cavs are on record to go, or they're on pace to go undefeated. But
they're not breaking the Warriors record. Nobody's doing that.
Dude, So games like last night really put that season into like perspective for me, because like you didn't really see that team get blown out like that. Yeah. But it just happens in the NBA though. Like there's just going to be games where one team is just totally flat, you know, from tip off, and the other team is just clicking all cylinders, and it's just overall just like a matchup problem. So I kind of think that's what that was last night. So I'm not going to read too far into it. But looking ahead, like they got Oklahoma City coming up on Sunday, which is another tough matchup.
You guys that's crazy. You guys have a crazy road trip right now. You guys are at least you're going through it now. You're getting battle tested now.
Exactly. And I kind of like seeing that because like they started the season off super hot, but they also played against like, I don't want to use the word lackluster competition, but they're playing against, you know, like the Trailblazers, the Jazz.
There are teams. I mean, we can look at the schedule. There are teams that are clearly better than others. That's what the rankings are. So I don't think it's bad saying lackluster. They're just not as talented right now.
Like, those were games that like they should have won and they did win. So that's good.
You got to win the games in front of you.
Exactly. And now they are, you know, they're on their first real road trip and they're playing against teams that are like legitimate playoff teams. Like these aren't going to be like fringe playoff teams. Like these are teams that are going to be like one and two, maybe three, like in their conference.
100%. So I think it'll be a good look for you to see like exactly kind of where the team is, what you want to do as far as maybe putting together a trade package, what players are more valuable in these situations. Yeah, I mean, you guys are getting a good look at exactly where you're at. But yeah, I wouldn't be down on the Warriors at all after last night. Because to be honest with you, unless I see somebody that is head to toe, have Cleveland and the Cavs played?
What was that?
Have Cleveland and the Celtics played?
Ooh,
I think that was the Celtics' first loss. I think I can't remember.
Let's find that out.
Schedule. Because you figured that out. Unless I find a team that is just like head to toe.
They have not.
They have not?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the true test.
That would be a great game. They don't play for a while. Not until.
I'm not going to hold you, bro. I think Cleveland wins that game.
I agree.
Hear me out. Even with Porzingis, I'm standing on business. Yeah. Cleveland's beating Boston even with Porzingis standing on business.
I'm right there with you, man. Celtics. Looks like their first matchup is coming on the 19th of November, and that's going to be in Boston, part of the NBA Cup group stage.
Oh, that's great. That's part there in the group. That's great.
Yeah. So that will be a good one.
That is a good one.
But yeah, switching gears back to the Warriors and what they got coming up with OKC. I think that's going to be another hard game. I think they match up better against Oklahoma City than they do Cleveland.
Yeah.
But I think it's still probably going to be an uphill battle. Every game, I feel like in the last like few years, I mean, we can even go further than that. But every time they play the Thunder, it's like a very good game. And even last year, like every matchup they played was like must-see TV. And that's a team, you know, that's a very good team that was the one seed last year, and they added Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
So a good team got better, and all these guys are a year older, a year wiser.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is a whole new look Warriors team. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Sunday. And yeah, bring it on.
All right, man. Well, I'm glad that the Warriors fandom hasn't. I mean, obviously, you're a diehard Warriors fan, but I'm glad to see you haven't steered from the path of that the Warriors are going to be really good, because I'm standing on business with you on that. Lakers next year, like we were talking, I think we're good with that as well. I also don't know if I've told you, and I'm going to try and cover this while I'm there, but an artist that I work with, Alexis, he is going to be doing the halftime show for the NBA Cup game, Lakers versus Phoenix.
Awesome.
And major. I'm going to do, I'm doing his, I'm MDing for him. I'm doing his music direction. So I'm actually going to the game, and I'm going to have really close seats, and I'm going to have like access in the back.
That's so exciting.
Which is pretty sick.
Shout out Alexis.
Thank you so much for, I know you're going to come onto the show at some point, bro, and we're going to talk Phoenix basketball. Maybe we'll do it that day or that night before the game starts. I'm going to try and get some footage for the Bay LA podcast for that too. So that's going to be sick. Super dope. So
hell yeah, dude.
It's crazy. Like, it's tough though, man, because Phoenix is so good. And it's not that I want to win the NBA Cup, because I mean, we're the inaugural winners, but like, it's something that gives you like motivation through the beginning of the season, you know? Like,
Lakers about to start the first in-season cup dynasty.
Oh my God. No, our group is insane. Let me pull it up. NBA Cup groupings 2025. So I'm group A, okay? We are – here, let me re-pull this back up. I just saw it. Where did you go? Come on, where'd you go?
Are you excited for all the new courts?
Yeah, the Lakers one's dope, actually. We've got the downtown skyline printed on ours. I'm actually looking at it right now. I'll pull it up here. So it's not the greatest.
My eyes. Oh yeah, I already know some of these are gonna hurt my eyes.
Yeah.
The Bulls one from last year was really red.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was insane. So I can't zoom in more than this, but this is some of the this is some of them. But in our group, we've got San Antonio, we've got Utah, we've got Oklahoma City, and we've got Phoenix.
Yeah, so, that's a pretty tough group. I mean, outside of Utah, all those teams are not bad.
The Warriors one's pretty dope. I like the W.
Yeah, it's cool. It's all right. I'm not a fan of these courts.
Yeah. I like the Laker one. But that's just because I like the colors.
I wish they'd just keep the court. It's just the colors that kind of throw me off, where it's like, you know, if it's all blue or all yellow, all red, it's, I'm like, whoa, what's going on? The gray is okay. I know the Nets had a gray court, like just regularly.
Yeah.
Like somewhat recently, but yeah, man. I mean, I think that Toronto one's going to be interesting too. It's like all purple. But it's all, you know, it's something different. It's something new.
Yeah.
But speaking about the NBA Cup, I think the Warriors' first NBA Cup game features an old friend of ours.
This is very true. Klay Thompson making the way back. And did you see that they're giving away the sailor hats?
Yes, that's so cool. I wish I could go to the game. I'm a little priced out.
Yes.
But I love that they're doing that, and they're going to be paying. I think Steph is going to have some words or share some words with the audience before the game. And I think it's going to be a really special night and paying homage to an absolute legend, a franchise legend and just a Bay Area legend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be an emotional game, I'm sure, for both parties.
Yeah, totally. There'll probably be some tears shed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, we all know that, like, once it's all said and done and everyone's retired, Clay's going to have a statue. So,
yeah, he's definitely, you know, his jersey, number 11, will be up there.
In the Raptors. And hopefully whoever's making you guys' statues aren't the same dudes who did Kobe's and Dwayne Wade's.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about the whole statue thing. Like, if that's going to be the case, then just hold off on it. You know, put the jersey in the Raptors and, you know.
Yeah, salute, call it a day.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man. Well, dude, I know that you guys are you're coming back from the L, but I think that you'll be back up. I predict that the Lakers are going to get the next two. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic. Both of our teams right now are above 500. That's all you can ask for at the moment. We're currently sitting 7 in the playoff spot. But, hey, it must be good to see the Warriors at 3. So hopefully you guys can keep that going.
Totally.
And we'll keep it pushing for the next one. But do you guys play tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow is the OKC game. That's at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
I do want to reference something you said earlier this episode was I think is interesting. And
what's that?
I kind of like to see, get your take on it. But you mentioned the Warriors being at a place where they're being battle tested early on, which kind of leaves them, you know, to see what they can do in terms of like a trade.
Right.
Is there anyone that you would think the Warriors should go after? I know Brian Windhorst, I think it was Brian Windhorst that had the report, or he said something on TV earlier this week about how, you know, don't be surprised if the Warriors are in the market to make a big trade. I don't know who you'd make that trade for, and especially with the team, I don't want to say like clicking on all cylinders, because there's always going to be room for improvement, but they look really, really good. Like, do you mess with that chemistry to make a trade for like a big name if there is a big name available?
I don't think you do it for a big name. I think you do it for a role player, an experienced role player, because I like the way that you guys are playing.
Right.
The only thing is, I think that you guys are limited on size, but I mean, that's never been your thing. You've always been a fast running guard team. and you've got all the guards to do it. And I think you have good guards. I think your guards have good perimeter defense as well. So if anything, it's a big man, like a bigger bruiser guy, because I mean, TJD, like Looney, I don't know, like Looney got like, okay, they're not in the same stratosphere at all. But when I say this, but you'll gather what I'm talking about as far as age, Looney's like LeBron in the sense that every couple games, he's going to give you that bounce back, like pull back the clocks, and Looney's going to be like banging with a bit and give you like a 20-point game. You
know what I mean? That in Boston. Like, I don't think the Warriors win that game without Kevon Looney.
Exactly. So you need a more reliable, bigger guy who can like bounce with the big ones, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know who is on the market. Right. I know that you're not going to get Lauri Markkanen from what I gather. So
I don't think anyone's getting Lauri Markkanen.
If anything, like maybe you guys package something together for Walker Kessler. I know that the Lakers are trying to do that, but Utah has no interest in D'Angelo Russell. They actually like JHS over him.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird time too, because nobody's really trying to trade right now, where you typically don't see anything right now. We didn't even see like Bogdanović go to the Knicks last year until like maybe December, which was a weird kind of time. So speaking of which, is he playing with them anymore? I know he like tore his, he had like a knee injury and then just didn't.
Bogdanović.
I think it's Boyan, not Bogdan.
Boyan. Yeah, he's with Brooklyn now. And he's still recovering from foot surgery.
Oh, okay.
But I also saw, I mean, this could just, you know, this is all social media, it's all speculation, but there's this like video of him talking to, I believe it was like Nikola Jokic, like post game or something. And everyone's like, oh, he's telling Jokic, like, oh, come get me. Like, tell him, make a move for me. It's like, for the Warriors? Right. I know, for the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic and Bogdanović.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's no way.
No.
But I mean, hey, you guys got Kevin Durant in the past. So, but that was free agency though.
Yeah, that.
In a trade, I don't know.
A different story.
Yeah, it's a completely different story. But I'm gonna wrap it up there, man. The Lakers and the Warriors both play tomorrow. Lakers play Toronto at 6:30 p.m. here in sunny Los Angeles, and you will be in Oklahoma City at 4:00. So,
but hopefully it's nice.
I'm sure it'll be probably pretty cold and flat. Pretty cold and flat. So,
yeah.
But until next time, man, you know, maybe we get on here and do another one tomorrow. But we're both predicting that the Warriors and the Lakers both get the dubs tomorrow. So maybe we get on here before. Yeah, you know, all positive. Maybe we come on before, talk about keys to the game. Maybe we just wrap it up afterwards. But stay tuned for tomorrow. We'll probably have an episode up for you. But until then, I'm Austin with Casey, and go Lakers and go Warriors. And we will see y'all tomorrow.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Have a good rest of the night, guys. Take care.